in all our lives, when we come in this world, we're given seeds. Now this is, of course, a metaphor, but it's true that we are given seeds. But the opportunity truly is what we do with these seeds. And what are these seeds? Well, we can begin with very simple stuff. These seeds can be seeds. One of the seeds in the seeds can be the seed of kindness. And of course, there is seed of anger. But there is also a seed of kindness. There is a seed of love. There is a seed of understanding. And there is a seed of doubt. There is a seed of confusion. And it almost becomes that whatever seed it is that you have sown in your garden, garden of life, garden of existence, then ultimately this is what you're going to sit under and rest. And how restful it will be directly depends on what kind of seed you sowed. So every seed that you have has a particular quality, has something that it offers. But when it is sowed, and when it bears itself, when it grows and it becomes a tree, it's going to have very particular characteristics which you may or may not like. I'm not here to pass judgment, nor am I here to try to advertise what kind of seed it is that you should have sown. I think that if I merely point out some of the characteristics of these, that you are capable of making that decision for yourself. That fundamentally, being human, you have enough intelligence to choose from clarity, to choose what will benefit you the most. Each one of us within ourselves carries an innate need. And this need is not ever dictated by the world. This is our need. And it's fundamental to every human being. Fundamental. This is a need that we had when we were young. It is the need that will stay there throughout our lives and will be there till the very end. This is who we are. This is one of our natures. So going back to the seeds. The seed of anger, I will begin with that, because most of us have sown it. And not only the question is of sowing the seeds, but nurturing them, watering them, protecting them, taking care of them so that they grow. This is what it takes. And the seed of anger has been sown, and it has been protected, and it has been taken care of. Except when we go near it, there seems to be no hesitation to go near it. But then what you end up with on yourself, the droppings literally from this tree, you don't like. It's disgusting. It's like, and you promise yourself that you will never go near this tree again. But you forget. And whether it's a question of whether you forget, or you have become so used to living this life unconsciously that when the moment comes, there is no hesitation to go right back to that tree and get that goop, sap, all over you. And sometimes the sap from this tree is so nasty, that sometimes it can literally take a lifetime to get it out. So that is a good example of a tree, a seed and a tree. Doubt, that's what this tree does. If you planted the seed of doubt, there will be a tree. You will have nurtured it, obviously. Obviously. Because all you have to do is look in your garden. At any given time, what it is that you planted, if you want to know what you have been nurturing, just open the window and look in your garden. You will see all the trees are there. Doubt. People plant the seed of doubt. The tree of doubt comes. It's also disgusting. Because that tree has this special, like a dust that comes out of it, and it gets all over the place, and it takes what could be so beautiful and turns it into nothing. Doubt. A child comes up to you and says, "Dad, I really need to talk to you." If your son, a teenage son, was to come up to you and say, "Dad, I really need to talk to you." And if you are a dad, you know exactly what's going to go through your head. It's like, "Oh, my God, what has he done now?" Maybe he wants to talk to you about a job. But when that child comes to you and says, "I need to talk to you," the initial thought is something must be, doubt comes in. This cannot be good. This cannot be good. And maybe you rely on your past experience and you blame your past experience to say, "Well, in the past, this is how it's been. Every time he has come up to me, he has said, 'Dad, I want to talk to you.' And it's like, I'm quitting school, or, you know, I'm running away, or something nasty." But in life, one of the biggest lessons you have to learn is that you have to give every single new day, and this is going to sound funny, benefit of doubt. Since we're talking about doubt, but this is good way. That maybe today, positive doubt. Negative doubt is, "Oh my God, something is wrong." Positive doubt is, "You know what? Yes, I have been in this world for 49 years, but maybe today is my day. Maybe today is the day that what he's going to say to me will be different." But that is not the nature of that tree of doubt. It doubts everything. Your ability, your experience, your life, because a seed was sown, a seed of doubt. What about understanding? What is that tree like? You may be surprised if you looked in your garden, you may not see one. It's possible. So you might go, which tree is that? But that is because it never got sown, that seed. But the beautiful thing is, it doesn't matter when you sow these seeds, they will sprout. So it's never too late. But what is the tree of understanding? To understand. To understand in this life. To understand in this existence. Because all you do is your life is associated to your jobs, to the things that happen around you. That is not your life. There is a big difference between shadow and you, is there not? Even though the shadow is cast by you, you are not your shadow. Because of the source of light, such as sun was to go down and set, you would still be there, but your shadow may not. And when there is the moonlight, when the shadow is much, much taller or longer, however you want to put it, then you are. That doesn't mean you actually become that long. Yes, it is your shadow, but you are not your shadow. And this is the distinction that you have to remember. That yes, these things exist because I exist, but these are not my existence. That all these things that I rely on, they exist because of me, but I do not exist because of them. They will change. They may appear and they may disappear, but I will be. We don't draw these distinctions. We've got a huge stew going, and everything is in it. And pretty soon, after a long enough period of cooking, you cannot tell the carrots from the peas, from the potatoes, from the onions. I mean, everything is just... And the core is you. Your existence. You exist. And because you exist, there are certain things that also exist. But how unfortunate it is that we start associating ourselves with those things, and pretty soon we say, well, they are me, I am them. No. They are there, and you are there. And at the hub is your existence, your life, your understanding, your steps, your journey, your elation. And your filling of heart. And the process of utter and total contentment. Be content. Satisfied or content? Which one? Well, satisfied or content? Which one? You can learn to be satisfied. But contentment comes naturally. What is contentment? To be content. Something, a feeling that emanates from within you, from your basic core. And it is not about I don't need anything anymore. And here, fundamentally, people make this mistake of satisfied and contentment. Somebody asks you, are you satisfied? And you can go, yeah, I have a good job. I have a good family. I have a good car. I have great friends. And even my pets listen to me. So I must be satisfied. Ah, are you content? Yeah, but I'm satisfied. But are you content? So did you sow the seed of contentment? Did you sow the seed of understanding? Did you sow the seed of love? Be careful. I'm not talking about lust. That I know you have sown. Those are the first ones that get sown. I mean, anger begins early. Frustration, early. Lust, early. Semi-early, early. Love. Love is different. What is the difference between a butterfly and a kite? Both fly. A kite is tethered to the kite string. Without that kite string, it will falter and fall. A butterfly, on the other hand, is not tethered to a kite string, and it flies. And in fact, if you were to tie it with a kite string, it would falter and fall. That love is like a butterfly. Lust is like a kite. Big difference between the two. Love can dance in the heart of the one who loves. That's where the love dances. Love is a feeling that not only makes the one who feels this feeling, makes them feel good, but all those, not just one, but all those who are around also begin to feel this feeling. This is the saying, the world loves a lover. Because that is how love is. But look through the window and see what kind of trees are in your backyard, in your garden. Understanding Did you sow that seed? If you did, if you did, I'm not talking about reason. No, understanding. What are the extremes? Life is so powerful. And on one hand, it's so sensitive, so delicate, so incredibly delicate. And on the other hand, so powerful. I have never seen anything like that. And I, in my life, need to do everything possible. Everything possible. To pay the most magnificent tributes to this existence, to this breath. Every single day of my life. What in turn it gives you when you pay this tribute fills you with one gift. And you know what that gift is? It's the gift of joy. It's the gift of peace. It's the gift of true contentment. Nurture in your life kindness, and you will be rewarded with the gift of kindness. So, the seed of love, and you will be rewarded with that most incredible feeling of love dancing in your heart. So, the seed of understanding, and you will be rewarded with understanding. So, the seed of clarity, and you will be rewarded with clarity. And hence, in this life, a joy every day, a tribute, can be paid. So you will have time to pay the tribute. Right now you don't have time. Too busy cleaning the sap from anger tree, misunderstanding tree, hate tree. However it is, do not any longer try to sow seed of unconsciousness in your life. Nasty, really nasty stuff. Stinks. But consciousness. Real. A simple reality. Enjoy this life. Because that's one thing you can do with it. And it's good. It's good. It's all good. And it's all very good. So, whatever it is that you have to do in this life, do. But do this too. So those seeds, that you want to see. And nurture them, garner them, help them grow. They need that. They need that. When you are content, all those attributes that the society wants happen naturally. When you are content, those around you take notice. It's like that. It's a human element that cannot be ignored. Cannot be ignored.